Call the February 7th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B1, citizens' comment period. Anyone wishing to speak on any matter, please come forward, give us your name and address, and say your piece. Come on, Scott.
Yes, I'm ready. Casper Green, 3519 West Forestville Avenue, Franklin. I'd like to talk about item number 8, and that is 51st and Drexel. I go through there, I would say, 6 to 10 to 12 times a week. And for most of the day, I don't see any problem at all going through those stop signs because there's only one or two or three cars that are arriving there at the same time. Now, I know that probably in the morning when the kids are going to school and when they're coming out in the afternoon, there may be quite a congested area on 51st Street, especially. And so if you do anything about changing just the stop signs on 51st and Drexel, I wish you'd take that into consideration, that a majority of the day, there's no problem there. And so, if you do something at all, then make it in the morning a couple of hours, in the afternoon a couple of hours. If you go to put some kind of lights or something there that you think might help control the traffic. But in any event, I don't see any problem during the times that I go through there. So, thank you.
Casper, could you turn that microphone on for us, please?
Mark, I don't think yours is on.
And then repeat everything you said.
I name it. No.
No, it's on. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Solansky, good evening.
Scott Sol, can you hear me?
Yep.
Scott Solansky, 8565 South 68th Street, and I wasn't going to come tonight. I know I disappointed everybody on the council, but I came for the cake. Because today or yesterday was the one-year anniversary when you guys signed the MOU for the development. So to celebrate that occasion, I thought I'd reread it. And it says in there, the developer and the city will work together in good faith to pursue completion of the above activities as soon as reasonably possible. Understanding, I love this phrase, the time is of the essence. The city and the developer will establish a weekly meeting schedule to keep each other advised of progress and to coordinate their efforts. So I don't want to waste my time. I don't waste your time. I'm not naive. I kind of know what's going on. However, the developer has done an excellent job of manipulating the media and the public as to what this grand thing is going to be. And Aaron has done a great job as far as what the city has accomplished since February 2nd, 2016, right? But, you know, we got to be honest. We don't know what the developer has accomplished since February 2nd, 2016, all right? And now we have an MOU that you signed, and we have City Ordinance number 2016-2217 that you signed that we're supposed to be an active participant, right? All I want to know, okay, is, like, why isn't the 265,000-square-foot indoor arena no longer, you know, on the project, all right? A simple thing like that. That was taken off for reasons that no one... Does anybody in the city, can I ask you, do you know why it was taken off?
I'm not sure that it was taken off because we haven't gotten their submittal yet.
But we've had presentations and comments in the media saying there's going to be 265,000 square foot indoor 12-month sports facility, the cornerstone of this thing. It's not there anymore. Since you guys are supposed to have weekly meetings to keep each other's advised of the progress, wouldn't it have been a nice idea to find out why it's no longer going to be on there? I know you're not going to answer, and whatever answer you give me, it's going to be, I don't know, right? I don't know. Which kind of, you know, disturbs me. Now, I'm going to ask the Aldervisor, what is the county doing with the developer on this project?
Mr. Zelansky, let's use appropriate titles, please.
Well, he's a supervisor and Alderman.
That's a disrespectful comment. I'm not going to even address you, sir.
Aldervisor?
No.
I'm sorry. I thought that you...
In this room, he's an Alderman.
Oh, okay. I apologize. There's no disrespect.
You can call my office. I'll give you an answer. How's that sound?
I apologize.
Don't give me that garbage.
Can I have some respect?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. I apologize. I didn't mean it. I thought that's what they... I don't want to even get into it because you already got your own. Okay, other thing is that the Sports Village is on the new landfill that the developer bought. And that Sports Village is supposed to have restaurants and apartments on it. And in the TIF, it indicated that $2.5 million would be used to remove the unusable soils. Okay, so I'm wondering, over the last year, has anything been done to explain how these unusable soils are going to be removed and where they're going to be taken to? I mean, these are questions that are in documents that the public has access to, and I just want looking for answers based on the documents that you signed indicating that both parties would work together to indicate what the progress is. And I know I'm repeating myself, but you've done an excellent job on the progress the city has done. But let's be honest, what's the progress that the developer has done? So I'm only looking for someone to give me a status on what the developer has done since February 2nd, 2016.
In fairness, Scott, the only people that could answer that with accuracy is the developer. So my suggestion is that you call a member of the development team.
Okay, but remember, Mayor, I'm not trying to be confrontational.
I don't take it that way.
You signed an ordinance and you signed an MOU saying that you would work together and keep everybody appraised.
Absolutely.
So you want me to do what you guys said you were going to do?
Well, the reality is, Scott, is that these proposals all change.
But what's the status?
The status is that they're working through the environmental issues right now.
Mayor, this whole thing was given to the public. This is a big deal. I've got this thing in mind. It's going to be a stadium, indoor facility. It's going to have a sports village. It's going to have garden apartments, everything else. Now, a year later, there's nothing else from the... So in your weekly meetings, and Aaron asks the developer what's going on, the developer tells him nothing's going on.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, so developer does...
But I was answering your question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
With regards to the landfill areas, they've already done the landfill, the limits of the landfill. They know that. They also know, pretty much based on the borings, what the landfill contains.
This is the Wisconsin landfill or the county landfill?
Both.
Okay.
Unless I misspeak. You yell at me if I misspeak.
I'd have to review the reports. I can't tell you right now.
So they continue to work on it. But there's 50 million moving pieces on this. And none of it goes in a linear fashion. There's things that move forward and then are caused to move backwards a little bit. I don't mean to be obtuse either, but it's lots of moving parts.
And over a year, nothing can be
Things saved. Changed. Mm-hmm. Things change on all of these proposals. Mm-hmm. And if you want to think of this proposal as it's an apartment proposal, it's a stadium proposal. That's the second one. It's a sports complex. That's the third one. It's an office building. Fourth one. It's a mixed-use hotel office complex. That's the sixth one.
Trail component.
There's a lot of moving parts, and none of it happens overnight. Now, you mentioned time is of the essence. We can only control what we do. Do you agree with that?
Well, you're doing a good job of that.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I think it's a compliment.
Right.
Yeah.
So If the project is delayed because of things on their side,
or the county side?
Well, I wasn't going to go.
Well, no, or our side, yeah.
I mean, it's now in front of the county for the next 2 months. So, you know, we're happy to tell you anything you want, but there's not a lot to tell you about at this point.
It just seems frustrating on a project of tens of millions of dollars that nobody knows what's going on after a year.
That's not true. All
right. We signed an MOU February 2nd, 2016. All right? He had to have some idea what he wanted to do. He doesn't just like one morning and put together an MOU and say, hey, can you guys sign this? He had to put some thought. We know from a public standpoint, public media standpoint, he has put out all kinds of fancy things. He has given a presentation in front of the Parks Committee. Same presentation he gave us. Mm-hmm. He gave that presentation. I won't mention it because I'll probably be wrong. But let's just say it was last year sometime. The county knew this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So from all this time, nobody knows where we right now, where do we stand with the developer? And you're saying city doesn't know. And
I did not say that. I said we don't know what's going on with the environmental issues.
Okay, I'll rephrase that. Then what is going on that the city knows?
Right now, yes. his proposal is going through the county systems for contract negotiations on ownership or leasehold improvements so that then he can go forth and design buildings.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying he's looking to buy the landfill?
Possibly.
I didn't know that. So I'm glad I came and asked the question.
But, Scott, not everything is public. We're happy to tell you, but until it's final, you know, he may not buy it. It's up to the county. It's what the county wants.
Okay.
So you ask good questions that we're not in a position to answer, frankly.
Let everybody else give their 2 cents worth, then I can go.
Well, I'm not sure that we want to entertain everybody giving their 2 cents worth.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Scott. And the offer still stands. You can get me on the way out of church, too.
Yeah, that's a friendly time.
My wife appreciates that. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to speak. I'll go ahead and
Alderman
public
Mayor.
Forum if I need to.
Alderman Mayor.
This has been going on for a while. There are a lot of unanswered questions. We have been in, what last I heard, were weekly meetings with the developer. I guess I would like to see and request Aaron or Joel, give us a report at the next meeting where exactly things are, in as much as what you can tell us. Mr. Zelansky's been here each week, and he does raise good questions, and we've trusted that it's in the hands of the DNR and it's in the hands of the county, but what does that mean, and what other developments might be being discussed that we can be privy to?
You did get an email a couple of days
mm-hmm.
ago.
Yeah.
Regarding?
An update.
This exact
update.
Subject.
An update. No. We all got it.
I don't think.
Yeah.
Aaron will make sure you get it.
Yep.
Okay. The last email I got from Aaron was on the topic of tonight.
It was a week ago. It was Wednesday or Thursday. We'll get you. Don't worry about
it.
Anyone else wishing to speak?
I think the point of what the alderman
Alderwoman
was,
Mayor.
But the point of the alderman was saying is that, you know, the public is here, you know, asking the questions. So, you know, we may have gotten an email, but how does that help Mr. Zelansky? How does that help other people who have questions regarding this? And I don't see what's wrong with bringing, you know, next meeting, having a discussion regarding any updates.
We can do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other citizen wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing none, close the citizen commentary. Move on to item C1, approval of the regular minutes of the Common Council meeting of January 17th. Any additions or corrections?
No, I can't.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G1, the consent agenda.
Second.
Oh, yeah. Take it. Nobody wants separate action. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G2, concept review. Todd, you. Concept review for a proposed mixed-use development consisting of Nature's Nook Garden, 130-unit senior living, and 20-unit single townhomes. Mr. Todd Novacek.
Todd Novacek, New Perspectives. That's our New Perspective Senior Living, Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Do you want me to?
Yeah, come up and relax. And
Mr. Mayor, Council, thank you for having us, and we'd like to make a proposal to you, if I can find.
Well, while you're doing that, I will, Mr. City Attorney, you want to do your usual disclaimer? It's a concept review, no decisions are made.
Concept review, no decisions are made by the Common Council with regard to the concept, and it's not binding upon the Common Council, and there would be no vote.
Is there
type of
somebody else subject? Somebody
that's the projector.
I like this. This is nice and quick.
Yeah, that's good.
That's the video projector.
I like it.
On there.
That's quick.
It's
turn the projector off.
1967.
All right. Don't look at that screen.
Well, is there?
It's good on the other screens.
Thank you. Just a brief background. We'll try and tell you why we're here and why we think this is an opportunity for the city, and more importantly, why we think it's an opportunity for a lot of 80-plus-year-old folks. I'm not sure I know the right way here.
Well, if your summary's first, you're in the right direction.
Yeah, but my arrows aren't moving it, so I'm not somehow getting. So I think it maybe needed to be on in order, because I'm not moving my screen here. So.
I'll tell you what.
All right.
Are you back on?
No, it's not. It's not allowing me to move it.
Let's us go
that
on.
That has to be on.
Let's us go on to some other items and. Yeah.
If what he has in front of him.
It's a paper, but I.
Yeah, I can.
You can project
it.
I can do
slide
it.
Over a little bit.
Better that way.
Brilliant.
There you go.
So you may want to switch seats.
And then maybe you could send us an email with a PDF of everything, too. Yes. I mean, that way we can see it a little clearer.
It's very easily done, yes. I apologize.
No,
fix it, Glenn.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Not like.
Wait,
not
just there. One person move.
If
thanks,
you just straighten it out, I'll.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I don't know if you can zero in. R&T Development is the name of our development company. The company name is New Perspective Senior Living, and we are we have a purchase agreement, signed purchase agreement with the owners of Nature Nook, who are here tonight. If you have any questions of them. We understand the site, how it's zoned right now is before commercial. We're proposing to do multifamily there, as well as townhomes in a park setting, as well as keeping Nature Nook in place. So it's a four-part development. The plan contemplates a three-story, 130-unit senior living community, and I'll show you some pictures of that in a few minutes, which will encompass independent, assisted living, and memory care. So it'd be all three. Parts of senior living, but for skilled nursing. It is not a skilled nursing community. We are also proposing a 20-unit, and this can be flexible, but we have space easily for at least 20 townhomes. These would be side-by-side and probably be 55 and over type of residence. And then, as I mentioned to you, Nature Nook is planning to stay. We have presently a five-year lease and signed in place, but that's what's intended. That could be extended at the end of the 5 years. And their retail business is planning to be there and stay. We are also going to propose that a part of the property, which is really a lot of wetland issues that we nor I don't believe anybody else in the future could ever develop, and I'll show you the site plan there. And so we're proposing some type of a park arboretum type setting with walking paths that go through the whole property. I'm not sure how this will be accomplished, whether it's something we work with the city on and donate or dedicate land. Maybe we find a university to work with us and they get the land in a nonprofit type of scenario where they would help keep it up and it would be used for their school agriculture and other sciences that they would be involved. We have something like this in Minnesota. In fact, in the community I live in called Chanhassen, the University of Minnesota has what's called the Landscape Arboretum in Chanhassen, and it's walking paths, and the flower gardens are quite impressive. Just a little background, and I won't bore you with the details, but you can see the numbers are pretty large. This is a market study we commissioned out of Maxfield Research, and they're saying that you have a lot of need for active adult housing. If we project active adults in what we're proposing, they're saying you could build up to, by 2021, up to 258 units of active adult. That's based on a capture rate of 20% of the total projected active adults in your area. When we look at congregate, which is a name for independent, you'll see there's 656 needed. If we use a 25% rate, we might capture 164. By 2021, they're saying there's going to be a need for 176 units. And then assisted living, 448, capture rate of 20%, 98 assisted living units in 2016, increasing to 117 units by 2021. Memory care, we're projecting 42 units by 16 and 47 by 21. Again, this is just a summary page of those numbers, and I will be sending it to you per Alderman Taylor's suggestion. You can look at it more in depth, and it's pretty interesting when you can look at the kind of demand that they find in a community like yours. Again, this is just information more for our purposes and for detailed discussions about what we would build and what's available. The project will be a three-story community and a one-story memory care building. So three stories of assisted living and independent. This gives you a picture. This was a community that we opened this summer up in outside of Green Bay called Howard, Wisconsin. And it's about the same 135 unit community. And this is what colors may alter slightly, but this would be the proposed type of scenario we would be proposing for the Nature Nook site. Here's another angle of that same building. You'll see our sign there, New Perspective. And this is, I didn't have a picture of the back. I wanted to show you the one level memory care. And that's right here, which is a separate linked building, but it's attached and it's a one level memory care. And it has two really large indoor courtyards, which service gardening and walking, et cetera, for memory care residents inside of this one-story building. So it's very self-contained. You all know where the site is on 27th Street, just south of Ryan Road, I believe. So the address is on the top of this page. It's hard to see. But if you look up to the right-hand top part of this plan.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Your presentation says a four-story. By four-story, there is no four-story.
No, it's not. A typo. It's a three-story. And the community I showed you, Howard, is exactly that. I think that they confused Brown. We built Brown Deer as well this summer. It opened up in July, and that's a four-story. That's
okay.
On
Just clarifying that.
60th. So, yes, this is three-story with a one-story. And you can see the one-story to the left of the building. If you move over to the very upper left corner, that's where we were proposing that maybe that might be a great area there for townhomes side-by-side with a cul-de-sac, an idea. There are two road entries. There's already these cuts are already there. The road coming into Nature Nook is on the left side here, and the road, it's a dirt road that services a home that sits back up in this area right now, but it's just a dirt road. We propose that would be elevated to a real road. To my left, on the bottom left, is Nature Nook. You'll see the existing building there with the greenhouse, and then they have a paved parking area there where they have a lot of storage of various trees, shrubs, etc. We're proposing approximately a 4-acre set aside for Nature Nook in our lease with them, and they would continue to operate their active business there of landscaping, selling retail, etc. That business would stay open. One nice thing about it is our residents would get to use part of the greenhouse in the winter, etc. So that's kind of a really fun thing. If you go over to the right, and you'll see I outlined in color here, different colors, there's a lot of wetlands. Now, when you walked out there this fall, you'd see dry land. But for some, there are a few cattails down in here, and it gets it's really pretty high and dry through here. Sometimes when it rains, there's a little water that trickles down this kind of chute here. So my thought, you know, I looked at this 16 different ways and trying to think, well, what could we develop? Because I knew the city, you wanted retail along 27th, and I thought, well, how do we do that? Trying to put buildings on this ground, I think we would be dealing with a lot of environmental issues with a lot of different agencies, or maybe a couple different agencies. My thought was, well, we're utilizing the land in several ways here that I think is very useful for residents of Franklin. Why not add a park, an arboretum, and put walking trails in there, have a picnic pavilion that has a little roof on it but open on the sides with restrooms there so people could come, park, walk, picnic, enjoy the arboretum. Our residents who live in the senior community would certainly use it and love it. It would be right at their front door. People from the townhome certainly could access it by probably walking just down onto a trail. We could set that up. So that's what the four pieces are of the proposal. Real quick finish, just some. This is a sitting room right off of a library. We have physical therapy in all of our communities, as well as occupational therapists on staff every day. We have a warm water therapy pool. This is 93 degrees. It's just wonderful to get in to work on either therapy or just simply a class like Tai Chi in the pool. We have things like dance halls where we have polka and dances on a weekly basis. Here's part of the physical therapy, just a piece of the physical therapy area, which has all the latest modern equipment. It's air pressured, so I mean you literally can move things a quarter of a pound. So for active, you know, 80 plus year olds, they can actually gain strength. We purposely spend a lot of time working with them in their fitness area because if they fall less, they obviously live longer, happier. And we also have a bistro in our community, so you could come in and get a latte if you want, or just sit and read the paper and enjoy a coffee and a snack. At lunch, we have salads. Sandwiches are sold out of there. And this is something you might be interested in. We have a pub in each of our communities. We call it it's an Irish pub. And there's game tables and everything that are just off of this in this general area, a pool table and foosball and things that you might think, well, what do 80-year? I remember we were preparing this and talking to at Brown Deer well over a year and a half, 2 years ago, and